This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how avoiding confrontation isn't always right. I've talked before about using our words to speak into another's destiny. Most often, we'll see these words as very positive words of encouragement. But on the other hand, confrontation involves using a more matter-of-fact tone, which may be uncomfortable for most, but it may be the most effective way to reach a loved one who has gone astray. This is surely the approach that the prophet Nathan used with King David. So David was someone who Nathan loved and respected, so he was certainly in David's corner. But when David sinned greatly, Nathan chose to call him on it. David had slept with another man's wife, conceived a child with her, and then had that man killed. David's actions crossed so many lines, and he was so far gone that Nathan knew the most effective course would be to confront David, so he did. David responded with humility and acknowledged his wrongdoing. He did not hold it against Nathan, which is what most of us fear. Personally, I'm inclined to keep the peace sometimes and resist confrontation, or I will look for the situation to escalate a little bit more before I have sort of the guts to confront someone. Who do you need to confront today? Remember these words as you do. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, that is Christ. Ephesians 4:15. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, seek God first, and if you are so led, confront the one you love.